Rāuri Waititi, a warm welcome, te lākwe.
Morena, morena, morena Dale, and it's a glorious day here in Whangaparāua. It is overcast. I can't see the sun as of yet, but any day is a glorious day here on the coast.
Yeah, good on you. I heard you talking with Eru on Manukau today. Intrigued too, because you were talking a lot about kaimana. It was making me hungry. But maybe you could share with our people here, because, you know, we've been discouraged up in Tamaki from going to the beaches, obviously. But down home, the beach is like the supermarket. What's the situation for the locals?
Well, the locals carry on with their natural lives, and so under the limited gathering purposes, customary purposes here, in the under alert level 4, you know, our people are still able to gather kaimoana and gather kai and fish from land-based fishing, you know, getting boo-boos and things like that. And so we must continue to live our natural lives. We don't have supermarkets. We live 2 hours away from the nearest one. And that's 2 hours one way and 2 hours back. And so when you've got low-income families in the rural community, if it wasn't level 4 or level 1 or level anything, would be living off the land anyway. And so, you know, we've seen the provision within the legislation under lockdown level 4 is that under our customary rights, we are still able to gather kaimoana to feed our whānau. We've also got hapu essential workers who not only are getting for their own whānau, but they're also packaging food parcels for our pakeke. And so there's also the drop-off to ensure that our pakeke also are sustained through this particular process, as we do with their medication appointments. We make sure that they're getting to those and they're getting the medical care that they need whilst living rurally, and also, people delivering shopping. When we go to town, we have a limited amount of people who do go out and do the shopping for our people, making sure that they adhere to the rules of the Ministry of Health, and also making sure they've got firewood and things like that. So, you know, it's an awesome collective effort here on the coast, but we must continue to shop in the kapata that we've been undisturbed of for over hundreds of years.
Thanks, Rauri. Last time we spoke, you were sending trucks into Opotiki to collect kai and then distributing them from the marae, a similar kaupapa this time around?
Yes, so the Apanui, we call it the Apanui World, New World, Apanui World, and so we've been in the process of setting that up. But the thing is, we haven't put our roadblocks up this year because it's been people have adhered to the rules here on the coast. Unfortunately, they did not for the whānau up there in the north. But we didn't see droves of people running home, and because we understand a little bit more about this virus, and so staying put means that we have a better chance of isolating it and dealing with those particular clusters. And so our people have got used to that now. And so there wasn't the panic to come home. And we, you know, and we still got, you know, there's a high population of Pākehā who own batches here, but the lights are not on here, which is good. So they've respected the local people. They've respected our plight to ensure that our people are safe, our pakeke are safe. And with Delta, it's not just pakeke. You know, Delta is affecting all ages. And so, you know, we've got to ensure that we're ready if anything does occur that's out of the ordinary, or this type of ordinary. And so we moved on in terms of a space of protecting our people while the borders are unlocked, but we're still discouraging people from coming home.
Are you privy to the vax rates in the Wairiki electorate, or do they not get broken down in that way? If you knew what they were, then you might be able to put in some sort of intervention or some incentive to up the ante. Does it get broken down for you in that way?
Well, if you have a look at the heated map that the Prime Minister put out last week, it was earlier this week, about the hotspots in Aotearoa, you can see our part of the country hasn't got any blue bubble on it at all. And so we're really proud of that effort. Also that Te Whānau Apanui has probably one of the highest vaccination rates in the country in terms of Iwi Mishbok. And so the doctor has assured me here that we've done near on 85% of our people here And because we're a small, isolated iwi, we've been able to do that. But I've also looked at the statistics across Ngāti Pro. They are the same, so it's very high vaccination rates across Ngāti Pro. You know, the difference, Dale, is environment, is messenger, and the messages have been translated to our people by our people. And so when you go to a tangihanga and the doctor is there vaccinating pakeke who are sitting on the pai and, you know, sitting on the maho of the marae, you know, that this is what I'm saying. It's a bi Māori, four Māori, two Māori approach. E ai ki te Māori. And so we're really, really proud of that effort. But we're really, really proud to have messages being shared by our people. So the doctors, whānau apuni, and so all the nurses. And so it's our people delivering the messages. And this is why we've been pushing the government to, you know, to share the messages real time with our people. So we were able to translate those messages to our whānau. Because if we don't increase our vaccination rates, and I heard before lockdown that we were only 10.4% vaccinated across, you know, our people were only 10.4% vaccination rates, that tells me that there is a disconnect in the messaging, there's a disconnect in the accessibility, and there's a disconnect in terms of the environment our people feel comfortable in. And so we must continue to push to ensure that that more resources pushed into Māori spaces to allow us to do our job.
In our way. Tautoko, you're responsible for the wider Wairiki, not just te whānau Apanui, so that bridges across into Tarawa and bigger settlements like Rotorua. You're the MP. We've already heard that MSD is struggling, wait times on the phone, frustrating. As the local Māori MP, what requests have you had to help?
Well, that's an interesting question because we had the Social Services Select Committee just the other day and those questions were asked, you know, about the long wait times that our people have in regards to benefits and welfare. So we were assured by the Minister and her officials that wait times have now decreased down to an 8-minute wait. And so our thing is to our people, if that is not happening, then we need to be contacted to continue to put pressure on this. Not pressure, but to continue to ensure that our voices are heard because, you know, this is the livelihood of our people. We don't have the opportunity, and especially our low-income farmers and those who want benefits, we don't have the luxury of going to the supermarket and stockpiling because we don't have the money to stockpile. And so, you know, we go to supermarkets and those, who are going in there and shopping, stockpiling kai, means that there are low-income whānaus that miss out on essential foods and services and products. And so we must, you know, hikama, there's enough food out there for everybody. You don't need to go out and stockpile kai and do these bulk buying and panics because what that means is when you stockpile and you take more than you usually take, that's taking out of the mouths of others. And usually they're our most vulnerable. And our low-income whānau. So that's a plea to everybody out there, is not to stockpile. And if you're fortunate enough to have to not be a low-income whānau or on a benefit, then we've got to be thinking about those others. And this is what the team of 5 million, these are the messages our people should be getting. If we're a team of 5 million, then we need to be thinking of others. Hence why I've been an advocate for the vaccine, because this is about protecting our whakapapa. You know, we've got to think beyond protecting ourselves. And we've got to think beyond our own self-interest. We must be thinking of whakapapa. When I think of whakapapa, I'm thinking of my parents, my pakeke, but also when you look the other way, you got to think about your children and your mokopuna. And so this is the importance of the messaging going out to our people. If we don't have that, you know, if we don't have protect, you know, the ability to protect our whakapapa, the ability to mana ōrite, which means that we get equal rights to the resource, and to the messaging, and to the funding to be able to push our kaupapa our way, then we can't practice our mana motuhake, which is making those decisions based on all the information that we get. We're not informed because we're not getting the information real time. And this is the continued discussions we're having with the government at this particular time. Give us the real-time messages that you're getting from the Ministry of Health so we can share that with our whānau.